hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock. Andy and Mel. And it'll be okay today. It'll be okay tomorrow. But Sunday.
Yeah? What's going to happen on Sunday?
Well, we have a blizzard watch on Sunday.
Oh, yay.
Mitchell's supposed to get around 10 inches. Sioux Falls, about 5.
Mm.
And then a whole bunch of wind.
Fabulous.
Should be a good time.
Yeah.
We're overdue for a blizzard.
We haven't had one in a while.
No, we didn't have one last year at all.
No.
And this year we've just had some snow stuff. If that's the right word.
I think so.
Sure.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Snow stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. So, yeah, it'll be a little dicey come Sunday. We do have one school closing today.
Yes, but
Bridgewater
not,
Emory.
But not because of the weather.
Is closed because it's sick.
Yeah.
The school got sick. So there's no school in Bridgewater Emory today. There's been a few places where it's broken out bad. I don't know what it is. They just said due to illness.
I'm guessing influenza and stuff like that.
Or just a stomach bug or yeah. Who knows. But anyway, so no school in Bridgewater Emory. Congratulations if you're not sick.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like there's many people who aren't sick there. So
it's a good idea, at least, you know, yeah. Instead of letting everybody else continue to catch it.
Yeah. Let it keep circulating.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a 3-day weekend to kind of get rid of the contagiousness.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to go in with a hazmat team.
They should.
Hose down all the desks. But
flu bomb it.
Yeah.
Like a bug bomb.
That's a kind of a good idea.
I wonder if they have something like that. That'd be really cool.
I'm sure there is, but I'm guessing it's not an over-the-counter product.
Probably not. But I think it would do the trick.
Or just kind of spray bleach into the ventilation system.
Something.
Let it blow through the building.
Maybe.
Probably not, but anyway. Hey, they busted another meth lab in Sioux Falls yesterday. Yeah. Sioux Falls police. We're called to a building at 12th and Van Epps about 3:30 yesterday. There were employees at a business nearby that found items that are consistent with making meth dumped on the side of the road.
Oh.
That's a good idea. We'll just throw the evidence out at the side of the road.
What the heck?
So that led to a search warrant of a residence at 1315 East 12th Street. Several arrests were made as a result of the warrant. Tyler Houston for possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, less than 2 ounces, possession of drug paraphernalia.
Ooh.
Abigail Shelton, who was wanted as a walkaway from the Minnehaha County Jail, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, less than 2 ounces, possession of drug paraphernalia. Jonathan Jolson, arrested for possession of marijuana, less than 2 ounces, possession with intent to distribute marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And Amber Counterman, arrested for possession of a controlled substance.
I'm glad I don't know any of those people.
Were you waiting till I go, am I going to know one of these people?
You never know. I don't necessarily know people that do drugs, but it was just like, you never know if you know somebody.
I think you would have been more likely to recognize a name in the list of Johns in the reverse prostitution thing. I would be too. I'm not saying you're a prostitute. That's not what I was saying. I was just saying you're probably more likely to know one of those names than one of these.
Probably.
Because I've never known anybody who did meth.
No, I don't either. I was just making a joke that I didn't know any of those names.
Okay.
It went a completely different direction.
Yeah. But I mean, if you think about it, you probably are more likely to know someone who got popped as a John.
Whenever there are those prostitutes and stuff, I always read it to make sure, just to see if I know anybody.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, too, if you do know somebody.
I would totally call them out on my Facebook. I would tag them.
Yeah. Tag them on your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They already got tagged once. Because they thought they were going to get to do some tagging, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, why don't you just get a high-speed internet connection? Yeah. Yep, it's definitely Friday.
Yes, it is.
Definitely Friday. That story out of California, the crazy cop killer guy, did you hear about that yesterday?
I did. What the heck?
This is a very, very, very strange. Christopher Dorner is his name. He's 33. He became an LAPD officer in 2005 after being in the Naval Reserves. In 2008, he made a complaint against his field training officer, saying she kicked a suspect who was schizophrenic. The police review board ruled against him, and he was dismissed from the force. Then on Friday, his career with the Naval Reserves officially came to an end, which may have been what led him to finally snap. Then on Sunday, he started a killing spree for revenge against people that he believed had wronged him. His first murders were a woman named Monica Kwan and her fiance, Keith Lawrence. He killed them at their home in Irvine. Kwan's father is a former LAPD captain. Jeez. And apparently Dorner blames him for being dismissed from the department. Yesterday, he shot at cops in Corona and Riverside, California. He killed a 34-year-old officer and injured a 27-year-old officer. Then he went on the run. His truck was found yesterday morning on fire in Bear Mountain.
Wow.
That's about 80 miles east of L.A. And now there's a manhunt to find him. He had this manifesto that he left behind that the media is really zeroing in on. I sent a package to Anderson Cooper, and there's supposed to be more that were sent out that'll probably be coming out. It contains a lot of threats like, I will bring unconventional and asymmetrical warfare to those in the LAPD uniform, whether on or off duty.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dorner is black, and he makes several references to racism in the manifesto, saying, quote, the department has not changed since the Rampart and Rodney King days. It has gotten worse. And then near the end, he starts writing these things about pop culture that are just strange. Like some of these quotes, it's kind of sad I won't be around to view and enjoy The Hangover 3. Damn, gonna miss Shark Week. Tebow, I really wanted to see you take charge of an offense again. You're not a good quarterback by today's standards, but you are a great football player who knows how to lead a team and win.
Okay.
Yeah. Larry David, I agree. 72 to 82 degrees is way too hot in a residence. 68 is perfect.
Oh, boy.
Ellen DeGeneres, continue your excellent contribution to entertaining America and bringing the human factor to entertainment. And then Charlie Sheen, you're effing awesome. Yeah. So, very, very strange story.
Wow.
Yeah. I was looking around to see if there was... I did see a story where allegedly a couple of women were wounded by L.A. police officers because the L.A. police are really on edge right now.
Obviously, yeah.
And they were protecting a guy who was a target of this guy. And so they were a little jumpy. And these two women are delivering newspapers. I don't know how you mistake that, but...
There had to be more to this that story.
Well, yeah. And it was some blogger in L.A. who had written that, so it didn't come from, like, a news source where, you know, they actually have some standards of reporting. But, yeah, he's still on the loose, so they're basically going door-to-door trying to find him.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's that. On a lighter note, Nate Walters of SDSU had a good night last night.
Was it 53?
53 points. For the Jacks.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it was this morning I turned on the TV and it was on Kello. And not only did they report that he scored 53 points, they reported that ESPN reported that he scored 53 points. And then they played the video of ESPN reporting that he scored 53 points.
Well, that's cool, though.
Well, yeah, I know, but.
What?
It's Division I college basketball. It shouldn't be that shocking.
Still cool.
That SDSU was on. That. I don't know. I don't. That's not news.
I'm okay with it.
I mean, it's neat and all, but. Da-na-na, da-na-na. Yeah, it was a record for SDSU. What was it? 3-pointers in a game, I think, was the record that he set.
Oh.
But then after the game, Scott Nagy was not happy, their coach, because. Saying something like, they shouldn't, Nate shouldn't have to carry the load for everybody.
Oh.
Yeah. But, Yeah, 9 3-pointers in the game.
Wow.
They won 80-74. So it was close.
It was a close game.
But he scored 53 of the 80 points.
They would have gotten killed if he wouldn't have made all those points.
Well, probably. He was 9 for 14 from beyond the arc. That's a pretty good day.
Yeah.
It's also the highest point total of any Division I player this season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Remember that kid last year that scored like 100 and some points or whatever? It was just some ridiculous number.
I don't recall.
And the score of that game was like 180 to 130 or something like that. It was just ridiculous.
How does a game get that high?
How does a guy not get put on his ass?
Yeah.
When you're going that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you want to keep popping threes? All right. I'm going to pop something else.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get a technical.
Oops, elbow.
Yeah. You're going to get it. You're going to earn it. Today is the greatest day I've ever known. We will find out why coming up after the news. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 624 up to 31 today. It is, you can't read it, 20 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I tried being normal once. It was the worst 10 minutes of my life.
Okay.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 8th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Gary Coleman would have been 45 today.
Hmm.
Bethany Hamilton is 23 today. She was the shark attack victim who's still surfing despite having her left arm bitten off.
Oh, wow.
She's basically the subject of that movie Soul Surfer. Mm-hmm. You ever seen that?
Yep.
Seth Green is 39 today. He was Scott Evil. And he shows up every now and then in various places. Vince Neil, 52 today. The singer of Motley Crue.
Shout at the devil! That's not the reason why today is the greatest day?
Nope.
What?
No. If it was Tommy Lee or Nikki Sixx, maybe.
Okay.
Not Vince. Vince.
All right.
He's the pretty boy.
Okay.
John Grisham's 58. He sells a lot of books in airports. Nick Nolte's 72. He takes a great mugshot.
He does.
Ted Koppel's 73. He's got amazing hair.
Lots of hairspray.
Jules Verne, born this day, 1828. James Dean. Was killed in a car accident in 1955. He was born on this day in 1931. He was pretty much the biggest deal in Hollywood for about 20 minutes until he died. And then he became a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Lemmon was born on this day in 1925. Oh, I missed one. Stephanie Courtney is 43 today.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Stephanie Courtney. Oh, you know her.
Okay.
She's Flo.
Oh.
In the Progressive commercials.
Yes.
Don't change that channel. I'm on all of them.
I love her. She's so funny.
That's the best line in a commercial ever. 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was incorporated. 1924, the first execution by lethal gas went down at the Nevada State Prison in Carson City, Nevada. 1960, the congressional hearings on payola opened. Dick Clark and Alan Freed were accused of accepting payment in return for airing records. Alan Freed ended up pleading guilty on 2 counts of commercial bribery and never got a gig in radio again. Dick Clark somehow got off scot-free. Somehow.
Weird.
1976, Taxi Driver was released. Robert De Niro, Jodie Foster. 1985, tragedy struck when Dukes of Hazzard ended its 6-year run.
Sad.
Tom Wopat, Luke Duke, he was in Django Unchained.
He was?
Yeah.
I met him.
All right. Were his jeans really tight?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was flirting with me.
And on this day in 1996, Art Modell moved his NFL franchise to Baltimore from Cleveland, but left the Browns name behind. 3 years later, Cleveland would get another football franchise back. Another year later, the former Cleveland franchise finally won a Super Bowl as the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, and by the way, they just won another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cleveland. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the birthday of a movie legend, an icon, who you have no idea what he looks like. He's 81 today, and he is responsible for some of the most epic music in movies.
Oh.
He is responsible for this. Yeah.
Nice.
And he's also responsible for this.
Oh, no. Andy, I knew that was coming. I knew it. I had a feeling.
Hey, it's been a while since I busted out the Jaws theme.
I knew it was coming.
Did you think it wasn't for a second?
I was hoping.
Yeah.
I was crossing my fingers.
John Williams, master composer for movies. If you want good music in your movie, this is the guy you call, although he's 81 now. So, anyway, John Williams is 81. That is why today, February 8th, is... It's done. What's coming up in the dirt?
Do Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood hate each other? I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 6:43. We're going to top out today at 31. Blizzard watch for Sunday. So, watch your blizzard.
Okay.
It could sneak up and bite you. A few months back, Frito-Lay asked people to suggest new Lay's potato chip flavors. And even though they haven't made an official announcement yet, and the flavors weren't supposed to be out until Tuesday, it looks like they've picked up three finalists.
Is one bacon?
Photos have been showing up online of the three new flavors in stores, and they're kind of weird.
Okay.
Cheesy garlic bread.
Hmm.
Which I love, cheesy garlic bread.
I do too.
I don't know how that would taste as a chip, but...
Probably pretty good, actually. I could see that.
Chicken and waffles.
Uh-uh. No. Oh, no.
I don't know how chicken and waffles go together.
That is weird.
Is that a Southern thing?
I don't know. I don't remember that being a Southern thing when I lived in Georgia for 3 years.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Weird.
And sriracha.
No bacon?
As in the hot, red hot sauce with the rooster on the bottle.
Excuse me?
No bacon flavored Lay's.
What's wrong with them?
Now, if those really are the three finalists and you want to buy them, you should jump on it quickly because they'll be holding a vote and only one of those three will actually become a permanent flavor. So
the first one is the only one that sounds good to me.
Yeah, that one does sound kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Cheesy garlic bread.
Yeah.
That does sound kind of cool.
I would eat those chips. I'm very disappointed there's no bacon ones.
Yeah. I'm disappointed we're naming storms again.
This is so stupid.
And it's not the National Weather Service. They were like trying to discourage it. They were trying to tell the Weather Channel, please don't do this. Please don't do this. Nope, they did it. And in case you haven't heard,
went there.
Not the storm that's coming towards us. The storm that's about to dump a foot of snow out east. Its name is...
Nemo!
Finding Nemo?
Yes. Winter storm...
Nemo!
Why are we naming winter storms?
And why are you naming it Nemo?
Yeah, I know.
The tropical fish.
Yeah, the clownfish.
Yeah.
Cute little guy.
Yeah, they're so cute. It's not like a big scary storm name or anything.
It's a clownfish.
Yeah. I don't get it.
But if you say it like this,
Nemo,
then it sounds scary.
Nemo.
Roar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So,
that's
winter
so
storm Nemo coming to the East Coast near you.
Okay.
So there's a guy who is... that's not the story I have next. The story I have next, that's coming up at 7. There's a little kid who got busted in a lie. And the evidence was all over his face. Tell you about that coming up next. Hang on. Trouble with Carrie Underwood. It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 6:54. Up to 31 today. Blizzard watch on Sunday. Did you ever lie to your parents? Yes, of course you did. And they knew you were lying.
They did?
But you just kept it up. You kept going. You didn't let it go.
Okay.
This is usually more true with little kids.
Yeah.
Because every now and then I'll know Jackie's lying.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes the evidence is all over her face. Well, there's a great video online of a little kid claiming over and over again that he did not eat any of the ice cream sprinkles that his mom left on the counter. Well, the sprinkles are spilled everywhere, and they're all over his face, too. But he refuses to admit it.
John, what are you eating?
Okay.
You didn't eat anything.
Yeah.
Okay. John, look at mommy.
Anything.
Are you telling me the truth?
That.
You didn't have any snacks?
Nope.
John, you have sprinkles on your face.
No. I did not eat sprinkles.
Actually watched that video yesterday, and he's like so matter of fact that he did not eat sprinkles.
I didn't eat sprinkles. They may be all over my face, but I didn't eat any.
And the bottle is halfway gone, over halfway gone. No sprinkles.
And sometimes, like when your girls were little, didn't you almost want to believe them when they're lying?
Even though
the evidence is all over their face, they still, it's just like, boy, you know what? That looks like it could be true. Anyway.
This is so cute.
Yeah, very, very cute. We have got tickets to the Bitter Ball to give away. If you want to go to the Bitter Ball, give us a shout right now. 361-5557. It's for you plus four. Everybody you bring with gets two free drinks. You'll have a chance to win some cool prizes. Got cash, got jewelry, got lots of stuff to give away. That's coming up on Thursday at Buck's Valentine's Day. If you want to go to the Bitter Ball, give us a call right now, 361-5557.
Hot 104.7.com.